Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Wanted to dance. Okay. All right. Welcome to Song Therapy. I started to, you know, like cut the music in. The groove just riding. Sometimes you just got to dance along with it. But man, we dealing with this four-letter word. Whew, it's trouble tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is trouble tonight. Let me just tell you what the four-letter word we're going to be dealing with tonight. It's called T-E-X-T, better known as a text or text messaging. Before I start, I would just like to start the night off with what text messaging is. It is the act of composing and sending a brief electronic message, people, to two or more mobile phones or a fixed portable device. The term originally referred to as messages sent was SMS, which stands for Short Message Service. It has grown into not only pictures, video, and even sound content, as we know it, as MMS. And boy, the text message has gotten more people in trouble, Tell Tally, than the law should allow. We're going to deal with these different colloquialisms tonight, and depending on what type of region you are or where you are in the world, text can be dangerous to your health. Malicious. Can you text me an amen? I'll be looking at my phone while you text that to me. How you doing tonight?
I am doing fine. I would like to take a moment, though. I want to, you know, take a shout-out to all of the fans and the followers on Facebook and Twitter for their conversation this week, and they asked me to give them a shout-out. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to all of our fans. Hootie-hoo!
Yeah, text them over 557. I'm just kidding. T-Million, what's up, brother? Hootie-hoo to all of the fans.
What's up, brother? How you feel today?
I feel fantastic. I might text all my thoughts tonight. So if you hear me get quiet, I'm texting, all right? Tell Tally, what's up with you, my brother?
It's all good in the hood. Baltimore is doing what Baltimore does.
Yeah, it's called being cold. For some reason, I decided to come here and experience some of that cold weather, even though the southern route has been my place of residence lately. But if you just tuned in to Song Therapy, man, that four-letter word is going to be dealt with tonight. Song Therapy is where the music just lives as the backdrop of our lives. Yep, the daily pressures. Things in life that are going on, there's a song for it all. We here at Song Therapy have invented the world's first virtual couch. And if your problem gets too big, don't text. Sit up on the couch. Get the California King and bring your problems. Song Therapy. We break it down to classic, see, by artists with a four-letter word that starts with a T as well, not only then from the Maryland area, our brother Tank. We're dealing with Please Don't Go. Tonight's topic, y'all texted it in, y'all texted in, and we heard you. Said if you haven't had his texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating. If you didn't hear me again, let me say this. If you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating. We're going to deal with that one tonight. That's right. That small four-letter word text. Mo, you're up on Mo's Yesteryears. Why don't you give us a little background on Please Don't Go by Tank?
Sure, I'd like to do that. So, Please Don't Go was the first single from Tank's long-awaited 2007 album, Sex, Love, and Pain. The single sat at number one on the Billboard Adult R&B charts for more than 6 weeks. The song remained at number one 10 consecutive weeks on the Urban Adult Contemporary National Airplay chart. And on December the 31st, 2007, the music video for Please Don't Go appeared at number 94 on BET's Notarize. It also was top 100 videos of 2007 Countdown. The official remix is called Please Don't Go, which was done by PGT, the remix that features bandmates Genuine, Tyrese, and also Tank himself. Please Don't Go was released in March 2007. The writers were Darrell Babbs and Lonnie Urell. Now, let's take a moment and check out Please Don't Go, and right after that, Impeccable will break down the rules on song therapy.
Thank you. All right, we're back. We are back live on Song Therapy. Mo, were you having a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was having a moment, and we just couldn't stop. If you just tuned in, that was Tank. We breaking down. Please Don't Go. That's right, Tank, part of TVT. Tank, part of writing a bunch of hit records from the Maryland area. Tank, who made Jamie Foxx's first record go crazy. Check out his credits. The brother can write, produce, but obviously the ladies love him for his singing as well. If you've never tuned in to Song Therapy before, here are the rules. First, we play the song. We just did that. If you haven't heard that record before, maybe you don't listen to R&B. If you have, hey, you know, you write on the page with it. And then verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're breaking it down like you never heard it broken down before. Tonight's discussion, dealing with some texting and cheating. Is it the same? Mental stimulation, but I haven't had sex. Ooh, goodness gracious. Who comes up with these things? You mean it. Talk to this will open your eyes to the real story. We want to know. It sounds like somebody that I think they need to mute their mic. Anyway, we deal with love, hate, romance, sex, drama, money, forgiveness, guilt, you name it. That's right. Song Therapy is going to bring those lyrics to life. Did I say lyrics? Lyrics are the key component to Song Therapy. Where you can find them without a lot of hunting, songtherapy.fm. That is the place that we reside on the World Wide Web. Who says that anymore, Telltale? The www. Do you even put that in front of your address anymore? I think the www has just gone away. You can just put in the address, songtherapy.fm. Go to lyrics. We're going to be there. Anyway, all our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is up there. Tonight's topic, if you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? Wah, wah. Tell Tally.
Yes, sir.
I'm a musical therapist. You're up on the symptoms, brother. Why don't you shed a little bit more light on tonight's topic so we can break down this song by Tank?
Well, as you said, my brother, this is a hot one, and it's gotten a lot of people in trouble. If you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? Well, you know, that's a difficult question in determining if someone was innocently flirting or text messaging. Cheating when you catch them communicating electronically red-handed. It all comes down to the meaning or boundaries or intent. And I think, again, as a lawyer, if I was a lawyer and I had to prove it in a case, that's what I would say. What were the boundaries that we established in the intent? But what I did find out is that most couples don't discuss or have discussions about how they view social media and what is acceptable to each one of them. So here are some of the symptoms that you may have if you find yourself maybe possibly cheating. One, do you find yourself keeping your texts under the shroud of secrecy? Two, do you find yourself spending long and lengthy hours texting every day? Three, are you starting to text sexually suggestive content, like your hair looks nice and I had a dream about you last night and what are you wearing right now? Four, emotional investment, sharing things, and this is a big one, ladies, sharing things with friends that you don't share with your partner. So if you find yourself with those symptoms, you just might be cheating on your mate. And that's Tell Tally with the symptoms.
What was that word you used? Shroud. Was it shroud?
The shroud, yes, the covering. The shroud of secrecy.
I see you teach, brother, teach. Man, you're a dick boy, you're a dictionary. I couldn't stop at that. They'd be like, what did you say? Anyway, I'm musical therapist. Diction is getting very good, Tell Tally. If you just joined us, this is Song Therapy. Tonight, we're dealing with a crazy topic. That's not too crazy, especially for those people who are crazy, who people who can't control, who goes up in their phones looking all through their, you know, just sad. You're looking up in there.
We better get
phone.
One of those, what is those alarms? Finger alarms.
Right.
Get the finger alarms.
Why are you on my phone? What did those alarms say? Just beeping real loud.
Well, it was one. It was one that I saw that the girl picked up the phone while he was sleeping. And it's like I think it was on Facebook. I think everybody probably saw it. And when she picked up the phone, it took a picture of her face. And then the alarm went off. Like what?
Intruder alert. Intruder.
What?
That's right. It's a song, Pappy. We talk about texting. We talking about actually. You haven't had sex with someone. But is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? Huh, the same. Mm-hmm. If you're listening by way of,
it could be.
Of cell phone or mobile phone, press 1 if you need to jump in. If you just need to get this off your chest, ladies, men, whatever it is that you feel is going on with the texting, the late night, I'm going to even take that to the late night chat room, those other sites that you don't belong on, that you may be having appropriate or inappropriate conversations with other people across the www. I'm gonna be saying the www all night, the World Wide Web. Who says that anymore? Anyway, I'm bringing it back.
I got a quick text alert before we move on. They said, along with texting, Facebook and Twitter is a form of cheating too, because if you're on there past 12 o'clock, up all hours of the night, what are you doing on there?
You're reading the Daily News, and that's SNS. What else could you be doing on there?
You said
anyway,
Daily News. You're sick.
Why don't you, sometimes you do find out about unfortunate situations on Facebook way before you do from a friend calling. So it has two ways, but don't put a time limit on it. Some people like to just go through the Daily News and find out what's going on with their 25 friends that they have on Facebook. Anyway, why don't you play a little bit of Don't Leave Me. Let's get some relationship things going on, because this is Please Don't Go by Tank We Breaking Down. And it's joined by Blackstreet talking about Don't Leave Me. When did these songs come into the writer's mind? What happened? What did they do?
What we gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Song therapy is about. It's taking you somewhere. Wow. But tonight, we're breaking down Tank. That's right. We're talking about tonight's topic. If you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? My phone has been going off. Some people say the emotional mind. I'm not reading it at the moment. I'm trying to paraphrase it. The mind stimulation is much, much better than the physical, because sometimes that lasts forever. I'm saying, that's something to ponder, Song Therapy family. Phone lines are open. Don't hide behind the text. We're not going to get into that. We're going to stay with the cheating situation, not the people who ask you for money, like with a paragraph. My electricity might be getting cut off, and I might need a bus pass, and I might need something else before the end of the week. Is it possible you could loan me $32.58? All on the text. Like, really? Did you just really go there? $2 million. Are you ready, my brother? You up on the first. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go.
Into Song Therapy and let the lyrics come to life. That's right. Remember, they're on songtherapy.fm. Let's go. DJ, first. Let's go.
The numbers I had in my car. Oh, she called all the ones I had marked with a star. Oh, I'm racing over to plead my case. Oh, she saw it was me, and slammed the door in my face. Tell her, tell me why.
How come we always doing wrong?
Doing wrong.
How come we can't keep it home?
Keep it home.
So this is T-Million breaking down the first verse, and it goes, oh, she found all the numbers I had in my car. Oh, she called all the ones I had marked with a star. Oh, I'm racing over to plead my case. Oh, she saw it. It was me. And slammed the door in my face. Fellas, tell me why. How come we always doing wrong? Doing wrong. How come we can't keep it home? Keep it home. How come it always ends like this, even though we know that? This is an interesting topic because just a little bit of the couch. I've been involved in situations like this. I mean, I think probably, I'm not going to say the percentage is high, but I'm sure a lot of men in America have probably gone through this process, whether they were...
Don't. Hey, tell on yourself, brother. Yeah. Don't bring us into it. Don't bring us into your situation.
Yeah.
On the couch by yourself.
Yeah. Most brothers have been...
Dad,
Most brothers have been involved. A lot of brothers. And I finished
bring them in, T. Bring them in there, because you know they've been there.
Yes, but listen. I know they've been there. So most brothers, you know... I mean, have been in this situation, whether it was friendly or whether it was unfriendly. But the first line, she says, he says, she found all the numbers I had in my car. Point number one, that was a dumbass mistake, my brother, because why would you have the numbers in your car if you have a brother that happens to ride in that same car with you? Okay. Oh, she called all the ones I had marked with the star. Okay. Number two, that was another dumbass move, my brother, because... Why would you mark the numbers with the star of a woman's name in your car that you know that she probably will find? And he says, I'm racing over to plead my case. Well, that's a smart move, brother, because now your heart is beating, you're sweating, you're saying, oh, shit, my shit might be outside. You know, there may be anything. You know, and then she says, she saw it was me and slammed it in my face. And then the revelation comes to effect. Your shit is outside. And she did slam the door in their face. So now you're in another mode. Fellas, tell me why. How come we always doing wrong? You know why, fellas? Because our little head guides our big head. And we need to know how to control that. Doing wrong? How come we can't keep it home? Well, back in the early days of Song Therapy, I used to use this phrase, coitus interruptus. If you're not familiar with coitus interruptus is the Latin phrase of the male using his organ to go inside a woman. Now, that sounds kind of weird, freakish maybe, I don't know. But the thing is, in the biological standpoint, we are men that have to put it somewhere. And it just so happens that the female is where we would like to probably put it. So that sounds weird, I know. But the thing is, when you're in a position where you just don't have guidance maybe, or you just don't know how to keep it in your pants, or you just have the love of sex, you just have this drive to just do things that are not necessarily copacetic in society's eyes. So we get caught. You know, we can't keep it home. Although, I mean, let me say this. You know, fellas, that we love the woman that we probably would. We know we love them with everything. But, it's you know, there's a couple other songs we can go into. You know, we love the one you with, but at the end of the day, we know we love others as well. How come it always ends like this, even though we know that? Because we are dumbasses in a lot of cases, because either you chill out and do the right thing in society's eyes, or you go move over to Africa and get you 3 or 4 wives or go to Utah, and then you won't have this problem. But anyway, that was T Million's breakdown of the first verse. Like it or not.
The Big Easy. When did Utah come into play? Or move to Utah. You remember how the commercials back in the day used to be Make It Jamaica? Yeah, all of a sudden, the brothers who can't keep it, like you said, are all moving to Utah. You never seen that many brothers in Utah in life. Come to Utah, where you can marry 3 to 4 to 5 women at a time. See, Megan, you heard them there. You went on the couch and heard them. Anybody else on this first verse? Mo, I hear you laughing.
Because, you know, I would have to, I am going to say this to you, did an exceptional job. I applaud you for that breakdown. However, you know my favorite line, men are dumb. Men are dumb when they cheat. That's just a known fact, because they change their habitat. And some women are slow to see it, so that's why men get away with it. So, moving right along.
If you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? Breaking down. That's right. Please don't go. The brother is getting to the begging part. That was the first verse. If we're talking about song structure, starts right off with the first verse. Like, oh, he was hitting it in his baritone, but it was really, there was some cuss words that came after oh, but he didn't put that in the lyrics, I'm sure. But Mo, you're up on the hook next. Let's see how the story continues about how he wants to really try to correct this problem. DJ, the hook. Let's go.
Even though we know that it ain't worth telling a lie, it ain't worth seeing you cry, it ain't worth, that's why I'm right here begging you, please don't go, cause it ain't worth killing a home, it ain't worth being alone, it ain't worth, that's why I'm right here begging you, please don't go, baby, don't go.
Girl Mo, breaking down the hook. It ain't worth telling a lie. It ain't worth seeing you cry. It ain't worth, that's why I'm right here begging you, please don't go. Cause it ain't worth killing a home. It ain't worth being alone. It ain't worth, that's why I'm right here begging you, please don't go, baby. Please don't go. Please don't go. God darn, stop begging. Please don't go. Please don't go. This hook just sums it all up. Basically, in the beginning, he's feeling very remorseful for cheating and then getting caught. And then he moves right into just begging for forgiveness. And you know, most times men think that there's freedom in being forgiven or, you know, being forgiven and getting that forgiveness from that person. Someone, for one little minute thing, thinks that, you know, if you forgive them, then it releases them from everything they've already done to you. It's almost like putting a Band-Aid over it and becoming blinders. But if you don't forgive them, then they feel like they are being held bondage, which means they go into the begging, which means there is no restoration and there is guilt. And when he hits that high pitch, please don't go, she got him by the balls at that point, because he's elevating his pitch, like, please don't go, and she's out. Said to Mo on the hook. But I want to take it back to the topic. the topic tonight about is, you know, texting or mental stimulation a part of cheating. I think in two ways, it could be in two ways it can't be. It just depends on your level of relationship with that person. If you are, the person is just truly your friend, you're not texting like that all day and all night. You know what I mean? You got a buddy, or I mean, it may be here and there. You text and keep moving, and you know, whatever. It's not like a long text. When you start getting into those long texts and where you're texting for at least 20 minutes to an hour, yeah, there's something going on. There's some mental stimulation starting in the beginning before the sex even happens, and that's how the sex comes into play, because you're mentally attracting this person, and they're mentally attracted to you. So through the text, it's almost like a hidden shield because you're not tangible to that person. You're just texting them. So most people feel as though it's not going to hurt. I'm just texting them. But at the same time, you are actually preparing yourself, which you really don't know, for that next step. Because if you're sitting there texting them, oh, you look good today, or this, that, and other, yeah, if you see them and you remember all those texts you had, something's going to come out in that whole situation. So do I believe that it's a form of cheating? I think it's a beginning form of cheating, which could lead into a bigger picture. And that's Mel.
Mm. She said, ladies, you have them by the Scamolies. And that's why he was singing that high note. All the fellas got real quiet on that part for some reason. And those are only the fellas who really know that they messed up and want to get back. But if they don't care, they're like, whatever. See ya later. But obviously in this record, Malicious, please don't go. The brother really has figured out that he messed up. He haven't had sex with somebody. Is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating? We're dealing with it tonight on Song Therapy. If you're listening by way of mobile phone and you want to raise your hand virtually, just press 1 and we will try to get you on the conversation with us. G-Man, our news and entertainment guru, why don't you take about 60 seconds and just give us a little bit where they are now. Where is Tank up to now, my brother?
Brother? Give me, okay, here we go. Background music, please. Background music. Okay, Tank quits music. Yeah, Tank quits music, and he says he's frustrated over lack of support for R&B artists. R&B singer Tank, his new album, it'll be titled Stronger, but that's the last thing he is feeling right now. Tank's album came out August 12th and sold only 16,000 copies in its first week, landing at number 13 on the Billboard 200 chart. In its second week, sales dropped to just 6,000 copies. Now, months later, apparently, has received word from the record label Atlantic Records that they will no longer be pushing the album and will not be funding his music video for the single as he expected. Tank stated that he would not record another album ever. But he does have bills and continues to perform. His upcoming shows are actually on March 27th in his town of his birth, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 6th. So I think Tank was a little bit frustrated at that particular point in that statement, but the brother's still out there performing. He's still out there sounding as a crooner as he is, and be on the lookout for him in the market near you. It's the C-Millions area of Where Are They Now?
That's right. All the people with real talent, T-Million, they're out there still doing it. Catch up with them. Check them out. Coming to a city near you. Breaking it down. Man, please don't go. First verse has been handled. Mo talked about the hook, the controlling factor. It makes a man sing that high octave tell-tally that we don't like to sing. And yet, we push forward. Let's hear a little bit more about what kind of music the brother was doing or is doing. I see y'all play something called Emergency back here. Y'all going into it tonight, huh? Why don't we give them a little bit of Emergency in case they don't really have the Tank flavor yet, but we're getting close, at least on their street. Let's go. Just a little bit up to the hook, and then we'll keep it moving.
Thank you.
in every light. She says she's home alone and needed in her life. Until I get there, girl, stay on the line.
Brother can sing, he can write, he stays in the same key a lot, but hey, they love it, they love it, they love it. And when he joins with his friends, Genuine and Tyrese, they make a unique sound and bring some new flavor to soloists forming a group. Would you agree, T-Million, or what? You seen them live? Maybe he has. Maybe he hasn't. But I'm ready to keep it moving. DJ, if you're ready, I'm on the second verse. We dealing with Please Don't Go Tank. If you haven't had sex with someone, it's tech.
Oh, I jeopardize everything I love. Oh, what the hell could I have been thinking?
This is your boy Impeccable in the second verse. I'm going to digress just for a little bit, Song Therapy family. Before I get started, you hear how he was saying those words? DJ, play one more time, just the beginning, and then cut it off. Just the beginning of the second verse.
Oh, I jeopardize everything I loved. Oh, what the hell could I have been thinking of?
You can cut it off. What's that hip-hop song that all the young people are singing where they can't understand nothing the guy's saying? I think he must have got it from Tank. You know the song I'm talking about? I can't even think. The melody of Tank is throwing me off right now, but I know y'all know what y'all talking. You know what I'm talking about. Am I out here by myself? Hello, Song Therapy family.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right.
Maybe you know what I'm talking about.
He goes to back to his, oh, that's my impression of saying, hey, relax. That's how he felt. He said, I jeopardized everything I loved. That's the first line. Then he goes on to say, oh, again, like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. What the hell could I have been thinking of? Definitely like T-Million said, you're an idiot for writing things down. In the 2000, in the new millennium anyway, and you put a star by him, and you left him in the car, so you weren't thinking about anything. You might have been drinking, smoking, or taking something else that had your mind messed up. The next line, oh, I should have loved you right when I had the chance. What is he saying there? I should have loved you right when I had the chance. Yeah, now you're out there looking for a better man. Man, he's saying a lot in this first part of the second verse. I should have loved you right, and now you out there looking for a better man. But you know the funny thing? From talking to a lot of women these days, a lot of them tell Tally are out there looking. And whether they're finding a good man, a better man, or one of equal stature or whatever that is that they're looking for, once you get out there on that looker's license, it is a search. This is what I've been told from the ladies who have been on the search out there looking. Next line, and then it just goes, it's kind of like a pre-chorus because this was in the first verse as well. It says, how come we always doing wrong? He just spoke it into existence to all of mankind. Why didn't he just say, how come he's always doing wrong, teammate? Bring us into the situation. All of the men are doing wrong. And he says, how come we can't keep it home? How come you can't keep it home, Tank? That's what I want to know. And then said, I don't know. That was the next line. He's confused. He put the we throughout the whole verse, tell Tally, and then he says, I don't know. All of a sudden, this person even figured it out. Danny really hasn't figured it out.
That's because he ain't getting no help from his brothers. I don't know what you're talking about. We.
I'm cool, bro.
What we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Right, I'm loving my girl, right. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm not joining your bandwagon or your pity party. And then it says, how come it always ends like this? The next word should have been, how come it always ends like this for me, even though we know that? And then the hook comes back. So that's just your boy Impeccable on the first verse. Obviously, my song therapy crew only listens to one type of music.
You went back to the first verse?
Huh?
He said that's Impeccable in the first verse.
There you go.
I'm all discombobulated. Got you thinking, sweating.
No,
what's
I'm,
wrong
you know,
with you? You like you?
I'm
what's
just,
wrong
I'm
with actually, you tonight? You can't.
Yeah, you. I'm just amazed that you guys don't know the name of the song that nobody knows the words to,
okay,
but everybody
well,
sings
it's not,
in the club.
First of all, that was not a good interpretation. What is that? We don't know what that is.
No, it can't be. It's just the melody is wrong, but if, boy, I'm telling you, I need to go back and back.
Okay, who knows the song that goes bap it, the bap it, the bap, bap, bap?
It's a hit record. If you go to any club right
okay.
now, play it, they all stop and sing the words that nobody knows what the words are. Anyway, I'm not going to defend it all night long. I'm going to get on the virtual couch anyway. And I'm going to do the first verse, the hook, and everything all over again. How about that? How you feel about that? Anyway, that's your boy. You know, some days I need to get some therapy too, all right?
Okay, get your therapy on.
All right, thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, get
first,
your therapy.
First, second, third. Everybody want to be in a corrective mood. You ever notice how people always just correct you?
You do it too, though.
You remember that
you do
on
the slide.
Andy Rooney? Well, this
it's
is
funny.
What I
you're so
you to
funny.
Hey, I am not doing it.
Tally,
you know
Tally, he does it on the slide.
Tell Tally. Do you see how, you know what I mean, when you talk about something somebody else is doing.
No,
because
I know what you're talking about. You do it on the
you
slide.
You remember when you did that? When you did that?
Children.
What's happening now? Anyway.
Play nice. Play nice.
Your boy Impeccable. On the second verse, Break It Down, Please Don't Go, by Tank. If you haven't had sex with somebody,
slide.
Just text them and give them some mental stimulation, and then you can cheat. And then you can cheat with them. How about that? Wow.
Slide.
Let's keep it moving. I know it. Tell, you ready for the third verse? Let's keep it.
Well, you know what, the funny part.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Pam, from Total, and you're listening to Song Therapy on blogtalkradio.com, where the music make you feel good. Keep it locked.
Tell, you up on the third verse. That was Total. They were live with us last week. Check out last week's episode, Song Therapy, Total. It was a blast. Tell.
Yes, sir.
Third verse. Let's keep it moving.
Let's get it in.
I got my numbers right. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I didn't think it'd get this bad. Never thought of losing you.
Now my heart is beating fast.
I'm trying to figure out in my mind
what to do from the words to say.
Remember when you said that you would never leave me? I'm steady knocking on the door, but you don't hear me. I can't let this happen right now. Please don't take your love, girl. I know I'm.
Don't
come.
This is your man Tell Tally on the third verse, and as we all said, number one, this brother did something that, you know, was rule number one, never leave any evidence around. I don't care where it is. I remember when I was younger, my father used to always tell me, women from the get-go are going to think you're cheating anyway, so never, ever, ever give them any ammunition. It's almost like a street dude who runs numbers. If you can't keep them in your head, what did he say in American Gangster? Don't write nothing down. Keep it all in your head. If not, learn to get better at thinking. Anyway, he starts off by saying, oh, I didn't think it would get this bad. So evidently he's right now in the mood of begging. So he's doing some begging, and he's trying to use a little psychology to himself, or whether he's having his own conversation with himself or trying to persuade her. But it's, oh, I didn't think it would get this bad. Never thought of losing you. Now my heart is beating fast, because he's in trouble. So usually when we're in trouble or something about to happen, you know, when you was a kid, you're about to get that butt whipping, all of a sudden you start sweating and your heart starts beating fast and you start thinking about what you need to say. So he's saying, I'm going to figure out in my mind what to find the words to say. So he's trying to figure out how am I going to get out of this. Remember, then he hits it with, remember when you said that you would never leave me? No matter, and he ain't say this, but no matter what I do, you said you would never leave me. Then he says, now I'm steady knocking on the door, but you don't hear me. So it could be a metaphor to say I'm knocking on a door. He's actually physically knocking on the door. But he's kind of saying, now I'm begging, I'm pleading my case, but you ain't even trying to hear me. Then he's saying, I can't let this happen right now. Please don't take your love, girl. I know I messed up. It's a doggone shame. So this is the Keith Sweat hour of the song, where you're going, baby, 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 please, baby, 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 please. I know I messed up. I know I messed up. It's a doggone shame. Then he reiterates kind of the hook. How come we always doing wrong? How come we can't keep it home? How come it always ends like this, even though we know that we didn't done wrong? We know that we shouldn't. So, again, he's just really trying to say to himself and reflecting and saying, I know I messed up. I know I did wrong. How come we can't? And it's a question really to everybody. And I won't just say men, because women are out there too. I mean, you know, men ain't cheating by themselves. And there's a few ladies out there that can't always, they can't keep it at home. And you never really appreciate what you have until you lose it. And I just say that to answer the question that we have, is texting a form of cheating? I look at it, again, I think we need to have boundaries. When you know when you cross those boundaries and you start taking a temperature, and then you go a little further, if you get the response that you want, you push it a little further. And sometimes it is innocent child play, and you might just want to have your bravado or ego stroked a little bit. But if they say the wrong thing or something's responded in the way that gets you going, you could get in a lot of trouble. So that's your man Tell Tally's breakdown of the third verse.
Tell Tally, you said a Freudian slip. You said it's texting, a form of cheating. I mean, please. It depends on if you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Depends on how you're viewing it. Depends on what is going on. Are you single? Are you not single? Are you, you know, in an open relationship? Are you married? What is the situation? Because if there's nobody to cheat on, then it may be a form of pleasing. Just pleasantly pleasing and mind-stimulating throughout the day with just a little sunshine text. And with the video added, Lord have mercy. We don't have to go into that. That was Tell Tally up on the third verse, breaking it down. Tonight's topic. Cheating. That's always a big topic. We need to do all cheating songs one time. There's plenty of them. More songwriters and musicians have written songs about that subject than the law should allow. Malicious.
Yes.
Hit 'em up. What's up with that? Is that a song that was related to some begging?
You'll find out.
Oh, I'm going to find out. Always dropping in new songs. I'm going to find out. You know what? Let me find out. Is it just me, or since we've been doing song therapy, do you look at lyrics a little differently when you listen to music now? I do. Especially when I, you know, all these apps they have out here and the lyrics pop right up, and sometimes the lyrics go right along with the song. I think it's awesome. Why don't you put us down, since you put this a related song in the background. Let's hear a little bit about it. And let's bring this topic to a close, because I know what you're thinking.
about this secret.
DJ, I see. It's gonna bring back to memories about
the beat. So you understand now?
The beat. I mean, the beat is infectious. The word.
No, you said what is hit him up? Was it a cheater song? Yeah, she hit him up.
Hit him up.
Cause he was cheating.
Yep. He was cheating. Whew. That four-letter word, text. Who invented that? It's cool for when you don't want to talk to somebody, but when you get into other areas of using that messaging service in a way that is inappropriate, T-Million, your behind is on the line.
Well,
that's
can sure. Can I say this? They say that flirting through text messages, men find to these days keep it a little, they think that's a little bit safer. But, of course, you have people that snoop through your phone. But it also gives a sexually suggestive content, which makes it alluring to men when they see that, such as you said earlier, like videos or some type of language or sexual overtone, it usually keeps the male, you know what I mean, attention. So in that respect, a lot of females, you know, do that because they know that they can stimulate their minds that way. It also.
What is this all about, Ma? Send me, you ever get a text, send me a non-Facebook picture.
Yeah.
I'm
just thinking,
But
you know, sometimes that's an emotional, that's an emotional investment that they're trying to do to stimulate your mind. They're trying to invest that time that they have with you. So it's not too much obvious to others, but between the two of you, the things that you do throughout the conversation will keep your attention span through that time as long as they need it to be.
What about this text? Send me a sexy picture. Huh. Are you saying naked? No, I'm saying whatever you think is sexy. All of that going back and forth, tell-tally, in the text, not even talking, you're just texting back. And then you get the smiley face. That's what I think is sexy. Aha, the imagination has run away with itself. Was that cheating, or was that just a little text flirty? Tell-tally, why don't you round up the symptoms again of what's going on with tonight's topic? And I'm ready to wrap this thing up, because you know we can't wrap it up in an hour, but we can at least shed some light without snitching on ourselves, as the women already know anyway.
Well, my brother, no problem. We said, number one, you might be finding yourself to be a text cheater or unfaithful to your mate if you start falling under these symptoms. Number one, do you find yourself keeping your text under the shroud of secrecy? Number two, do you find yourself spending lengthy, as we talked about, hours throughout the day texting back and forth? Three, are you starting to text sexually suggestive content to that person? And four, and Mo just talked about it, emotional investment, sharing things with your friends or that person that you're texting to that you don't even share with your partner at home. Those are the symptoms. Dun, 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 dun.
Speaking of that, do you know that's how the thong was originated? Del Tally, I know this is totally off song therapy. But back in the early 90s, I'll just tell you the story real quick. Somebody was with a woman for the first time, and she had a thong on. And if you hadn't experienced it yet, the guys were like, what in the world was that? And it was like, yo, he was trying to explain it to everybody what had happened. This is God talk, ladies, listening, like this is how guys be talking. And he said, man, she had on that thong, 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 thong. Just like Tell Tally just said. And that, my brother, from that point on, was the genesis of the thong song. When you say the melody, it kind of just took me there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up the symptoms of cheating and the shroud and the sexual suggestions that you were talking about. But T-Million, our news and entertainment guru, what's your final words on all of this texology that we're breaking down tonight? If you haven't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating?
Yeah. I struggle with this all the time. But look, seriously, from a male's perspective, he thinks it's probably, selective conversation. From a female's perspective in a relationship, I know that people have gotten divorced over this whole process of texting and having conversations and things of that nature. And then what really happens here is when you get involved in the sexting and the texting and the mental stimulation, your mind is not where your mate is. Your mind is where someone else is. So that means because when you get married and when you get with someone else, it's a mental thing. And it's a physical thing, and more than likely, it's a mental thing to get you two together. So, if there's an avenue that's out there that's going to take you away from your significant other, and then more than likely, I would say that 99.9% it is a form of cheating. T-Million's last words.
99.9% taking you away. Well spoken, my brother. Malicious First Lady. Final words on tonight's topic, if you hadn't had sex with someone, is texting or mental stimulation the same as cheating?
I'm going to save my last words for the closeout of the show, so you and Tally can go.
You see that? She didn't even text us that, Tally. You know what I mean?
Well, it's
mentally
stimulated.
I'm quite sure.
I don't know what's going on with you. You must be so excited about this technology thing. But this is, I don't want to just call it out, but just follow along.
I'll go. All right. If you haven't had sex with someone that you just met, or you maybe reconnected, like you said, with the Facebook and all the other things, is it the same as cheating? Early, I got a text alert that said if in fact you have started, you might as well have done it. I'm not looking at my text right now, but they even sent some scriptures after that that maybe I'll shed light with after that. So is that saying, because I thought it, I might as well do it, Tally, or should you stop there at just the thought? The question comes into play of cheating, of being deceptive, of the lying and the stealing and not being upfront with the person. And they think it's one way and then it's another. And then you said the shroud, Tally, and as if you would want to just, in case you didn't know, people, you can increase your text size. I looked at my dad's phone one time. I was like, goodness gracious, is your font 32? You know, he had like one word on the whole phone. I'm like, man, you have really blown. Should you blow your texts up, Tally, so big that whoever is in the room can just glance over your shoulder and read your whole conversation? Or are you tech-savvy enough on these smartphones that end up getting everybody in trouble? So I don't really know how smart they are. So, you know, those older gentlemen who have a flip phone who never want to get a smartphone, they're like, I'm cool. I'm cool with all that smartphone stuff. They probably aren't the ones getting caught cheating using their smartphone. The smartphone is really smart until, one, it runs out of battery, or, two, you get busted. And, fellas, don't think just because you're deleting those text messages that they are, because they have saved them, screenshot them, and put them in a file in the folder with your name on it and saved it for your, like Mo said earlier, dumb behind. So later, in case you refute any of your electronic messaging, they will pull that screenshot up and say, uh-huh. But you know what? I thought about that one day, people, and somebody could really set you up even if they wanted to. You know what I'm saying? They could have a conversation, put your name in their contacts. I'm giving too much information. That's too deep there. Don't tell me. I can't have the fellas get set up like that. But if they wanted to bust you, they could still bust you. So, like, you can't believe every text message, because text messages and screenshots can be manufactured. Now, if it's in the phone bill, it's grass, but it's just corn on the screenshot. You good. Let me have my final work, Mo. You know what? I gave you the chance to talk.
I'm laughing.
You just can't just sit there and be, you know, just and, you know, tough it out for a second as I talk about is it the same as cheating. And I'm going to say, well, as a man thinketh, so is he. So there you have it. You thought about it, and you thought it to be inappropriate. As a matter of fact, you probably were cheating. And your partner who, whether it be your wife, your significant other, or somebody who you're in a committed relationship, will probably think the same. If, in fact, you have to hide and lie and deceive about what's going on in your life, then you shouldn't be in a relationship. You should just be on the Wild Wild West out there in Vegas. What happens in Vegas? Happens in Chicago, happens in Baltimore, happens in Atlanta. Anyway, that's your boy Impeccable in his last words. Tell Tally, final words.
Yes, sir. I got two things come to mind when I think about it. The answer to the question is, and the first was a song was playing in my mind when we were doing the whole show, and that was a thing by Bobby Womack or somebody, and it goes on by saying, your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. So I think that's one of the first things. So anything, and I remember a friend discussing the second point with me, and that was, you know, from a marital perspective, or if you're with somebody that's seriously to become one. So we were talking one day, and she said to me, you know, if you have an affair, you do those things, it's not really cheating on your mate, it's cheating on yourself. And that really opened my eyes, because you have made the commitment to be in a relationship with somebody. So you are really fooling or, you know, failing yourself when you go outside of that relationship. Then you're not being, you know, your convictions and what you said was important and what you said you would honor and what you said what you would do. And from the marital perspective, to become one, and I'll never forget that when I was married, we had married couples ministry, and it said when two become one, it's like you not telling yourself you're doing something. So when you say, like, I'm not going to tell my wife I bought these shoes, would you not tell yourself something that you were doing? So really doing that to yourself, to someone else, you're really bringing it upon yourself. So I say yes. Anytime you do anything under the shroud of secrecy, anytime you're emotionally invested in someone else, anytime that you can't share with your partner what you're sharing with that person, then it is 100% absolutely cheating. And that's Tell Tally's last words.
Shroud. Look it up, people. Tell Tally has brought the shroud into Song Therapy. You're going to have a word of the day from now on. Tonight's word was shroud. If you tuned in last week, it was basking. But I don't think you're basking in anything when you get caught cheating. You're basking in a bunch of tears and a bunch of begging, and the women have you by the gonads, like Mo Licia said, and you'll be singing high notes until they choose to forgive you. Or you can just be like this. I'm not going to be held hostage for what I did yesterday. So either forgive me or letting go. Malicious. We saved you for last because that's where you wanted to be. So do what you do.
So I'm going to start off with the mind is a tool. See, we know how we receive great pleasure from the muscle below. And those moments we all so treasure. See, sex is an act that anyone may fall into. But the mind is a tool mixed with emotion, love, and mental combination. See, there's nothing sweeter than or sexier than the mind because you should make love to it each and every day. And that's Mo on her last words. So, on that note.
Really, Mo? You built us up for that. Tell me, hold on.
Wait, go ahead.
I thought you were going to read a book, do some poetry, sing a song, ride a unicycle or something. On that note, 32 seconds later, good night. Anyway, thank you for sharing.
But anyway, so on that note, as Song Therapy comes to close tonight, I want you to keep it locked to next week as our special guest will be As Yet. Thank you to all of our faithful listeners. And remember, nobody likes to go to therapy, but everybody loves to come to Song Therapy. Until next week, good night, everyone.
diamonds I had marked with a star. Oh, I'm racing over to plead my case. Oh, she saw it was me, it slammed the door in my face. Tell her, tell me why.
How come we always doing wrong?
Doing wrong.
How come we can't keep it home?
Keep it home.
How come it always is like this? Even though we know that.